Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include Cigna Healthcare, a health benefits provider that advocates for better health through every stage of life. Learn more at Cigna.com. And listeners like you who donate to this NPR station.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from KU Theater, presenting the 25th annual Putnam County Spelling Bee, a musical by William Finn, October 24th through November 2nd at Murphy Hall. Tickets at kutheater.com.
It's 84 degrees in Lawrence, 80 in Emporia. It's 306.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 91.3 FM in Junction City, always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from City Wine Market, specializing in wines for every palate and striving to help find customers' next bottle of wine since 2010. More information at citywinemarket.com.
Stay tuned. Coming up in our next few minutes, remembering the life and career and the legacy of Susan Stamberg. She was personally a great mentor to me. She's died at the age of 87. Also coming up in the next 30 minutes, an update of news headlines, and we will be finding out why everybody is so focused in the New York City mayoral race on the issue of city buses. It's been coming up a lot, and the big question is, should they be free to ride?
You can't just be making it free alone. You have to be making it free while actually making the infrastructure for it to be fast.
That idea is gaining speed around the nation, but not everyone's on board. We'll talk about it coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from the Lead Center, welcoming singer-songwriter and master folk storyteller Ellis Paul, Sunday, October 19th, 7:30 p.m. at the Pavilion. Tickets are available at lead.ku.edu.
KPR recorded a rare concert featuring Professor Emeritus of Cello from KU, Ed Laut. Came to KU in 1977, piano and cello masterpieces tonight by Schumann, Debussy, and Frank Bridge. Classics Live featuring Ed Laut this evening at 7 o'clock on your KPR 1 stations. If you're joining us on KPR 2, stick around for KPR Presents at 7 o'clock. It's 84 degrees in Lawrence, 82 in Atchison, 80 in Chanute. It is 3:20.
White House. President Trump expects the Ukrainian to request missiles.
He would like to have tomahawks. Everyone else wants tomahawks. And we have a lot of tomahawks.
Could long-range weapons help force Russia to make peace? On the next Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations for Morning Edition. Jay Schaefer will be your local host.
Support for KPR comes from the Dole Institute of Politics. Senior archivist Sarah Gard moderates Why the Armenian Genocide Still Matters with Alice Kelly Keehan and Michael Bobalion. October 21st at 7 p.m. More at doleinstitute.org.
Stay tuned. News headlines are coming up next. It's 83 degrees in Topeka, 82 in Manhattan, 80 in Emporia. The time is 3:30.
You're listening to NPR News.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. The Chief Justice of the Kansas Supreme Court is recovering from a stroke. In a news release issued by the court last night, Marla Lukert said she was on her way home from work last week when she had a minor car accident. No one was injured and no other vehicles were involved, but Lukert says doctors believe she had a stroke, which caused the accident. She was hospitalized, but Lukert says it does not appear that she will need speech or physical therapy. The state's highest court convenes later this month. While she is recovering, Justice Eric Rosen will be taking over the duties of the Chief Justice. Democratic Kansas Governor Laura Kelly has responded after Politico exposed racist chat messages from leaders of the state Young Republicans group. Zane Irwin has the story.
Kelly says she appreciates the party's condemnation of the Kansas Young Republicans organization, but she volleyed fresh criticism at posts the state Republican Party made on Facebook earlier this month. One post shows an edited photo of Kelly with a sombrero and mustache. The caption accuses Kelly of giving federal food assistance to immigrants who lack full legal status in the U.S. A spokesperson for the Kansas GOP responded by pointing to offensive comments that a Democratic candidate made in another state in 2022. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Zane Irwin.
Another Kansas Democratic candidate is challenging Republican U.S. Senator Roger Marshall. Sandy Spidell Newman of Johnson County is joining three other Democratic candidates in the race. Her background is in business and economics. She spent decades as a financial services executive. Spidell Newman said in a campaign announcement that Marshall's support for tariffs and health care cuts are hurting Kansans.
Meanwhile, families choose between gas and groceries. Hospitals disappear. Farmers struggle to survive.
The other Democratic candidates are Christy Davis, a former official in the U.S. Department of Agriculture, Ann Perelker, a former immigration attorney, and Michael Sudert, who also ran in 2022. Partly cloudy skies tonight with a low in the lower 60s, 40% chance of rain tomorrow with a high in the mid-80s, and a 70% chance of showers and storms tomorrow night with a low in the upper 50s. You're listening to KPR, and it is 3:35.
I'm Daryl Brogdon. Join us for an hour of Kansas City Jazz with the Brian Baggett Trio, live at Green Lady Lounge, Saturday at 6 p.m. on KPR.
This is your place for NPR News from the University of Kansas. Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 96.1 FM in Lawrence, many of the frequencies as well, and always online at kansaspublicradio.org. Support for All Things Considered on Kansas Public Radio comes from the Hall Center, presenting Haunting Humanities on Wednesday, October 29th at 5:30 p.m. at Abe and Jake's Landing in Lawrence. Open to the public. Details at hallcenter.ku.edu. Coming up in our next 30 minutes, an update of news headlines. We will talk about the latest shutdown layoffs at HUD, Housing and Urban Development. Big question here is how fair housing investigators have been affected. We'll also find out why many American farmers are losing money on every bushel of corn and soybeans that they pick. It's all coming up on KPR. Stay tuned.
Support for KPR comes from the Lawrence Arts Center presenting The Children of Lear, an Irish dance story, Friday, October 17th and October 18th. Tickets and information at lawrenceartscenter.org.
84 degrees in Lawrence. It's 10 minutes before 4.
Run them, offering customizable coverages to salons, accounting firms, tradespeople, and more. Learn more at progressivecommercial.com. And from the John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation at macfound.org.
What happens if the United States sends Ukraine long-range missiles that can fire far into Russia? On the next Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock from 5 to 9 a.m. You will hear Morning Edition on KPR. Jay Schaefer will be your local host. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. It's 84 degrees in Lawrence. It is 4 o'clock.
And from the Doris Duke Foundation.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Cromwell Solar. Since 1982, installing independent energy systems such as backup batteries and solar panels for farms, homes, and businesses. More information at cromwellsolar.com.
It's 84 degrees in Lawrence, 82 in Manhattan. It's 4:06.
This week.
You're listening to All Things Considered.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 89.7 FM in Emporia. Always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the Midwest Trust Center at JCCC, presenting the Vienna Boys Choir October 25th, sharing music across the globe for six centuries. Details at jccc.edu/mtc.
Thanks so much for tuning in today. Coming up in our next half hour, an update of news headlines. We'll tell you what we know at this point about John Bolton being charged in federal court. Then, resettling refugees is hard work, but an organization in Lawrence is doing it, helping resettle refugees and other new arrivals.
Our goal is that when the family arrives, food is there, pantry is full, and so all they have to do is really just settle and learn how to be here.
Still to come, we'll hear about AIR, Assistance for Immigrants and Refugees, the organization in this month's KPR Community Spotlight. Stay tuned.
Support for KPR comes from Porter Cattle Company, raising cattle in the heart of Wildcat Country near Emporia. Richard Porter supports the variety of music heard on KPR and believes listeners' financial contributions are vital to continuing Kansas Public Radio's mission.
Following All Things Considered this evening on your KPR1 stations, we have Classics Live, then an hour of evening classical music with Destiny at 8. Tango Thursday, of course. Also, the anniversary of a fairly famous premiere, Aaron Copland's Billy the Kid Suite. That is coming up tonight on your KPR1 stations. Following All Things Considered on KPR2, we have KPR Presents. It's 4:20. Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations. 5 to 9 a.m. Morning Edition is what you will hear. Jay Schaefer will be your local host.
Support for KPR comes from Kaiser Cummings Jewelers. More than 35 years of custom-designed, handcrafted jewelry in downtown Lawrence. Collection online at kaisercummings.com.
Thanks so much for tuning in today. Coming up, we have news headlines. Plenty more All Things Considered still to come. We're with you till 7 o'clock tonight. It's 84 degrees in Lawrence, and it's 4:30.
Congressional districts in their favor.
That's Hansi Luong reporting. You're listening to NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. The Chief Justice of the Kansas Supreme Court is recovering from a stroke. In a news release issued by the court last night, Marla Lukert said she was on her way home from work last week when she had a minor car accident. No one was injured and no other vehicles were involved, but Lukert says doctors believe she had a stroke, which caused the accident. She was hospitalized, but Lukert says it does not appear she will need speech or physical therapy. The state's highest court is convening later this month. While Lukert is recovering, Justice Eric Rosen will take over the duties of Chief Justice. Democratic Kansas Governor Laura Kelly has responded after Politico exposed racist chat messages from leaders of the state Young Republicans group. Zane Irwin has the details.
Kelly says she appreciates the party's condemnation of the Kansas Young Republicans organization, but she volleyed fresh criticism at posts the state Republican Party made on Facebook earlier this month. One post shows an edited photo of Kelly with a sombrero and mustache. The caption accuses Kelly of giving federal food assistance to immigrants who lack full legal status in the U.S. A spokesperson for the Kansas GOP responded by pointing to offensive comments that a Democratic candidate made in another state in 2022. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Zane Irwin.
Lawrence city officials have given permission for a new mural to be placed on a city garage, and they're now taking applications from artists to complete the project. KCTV reports that the artist or artist team selected will create a large-scale mural on the ground level of the west-facing wall of the Vermont Street parking garage next to the Lawrence Public Library. The budget for the mural project is $5,500. Lawrence-based artists, individuals, or teams are eligible to enter and must be 18 years old or older. City officials said up to three finalists will be chosen by a review committee and will receive a $300 stipend to develop a conceptual proposal. The application form can be found in the public art section of the city website. We also have a link to it on the KPR website in KPR News headlines. The deadline for application is Sunday, November 16th. This is KPR and it's 4:35.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
And you're listening to NPR News on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Laura Lorson. Imagine leaving your home, moving to a new country, and starting all over again, learning a new language, a new monetary system, new laws, new customs, cuisines. A nonprofit organization in Lawrence is dedicated to helping newcomers adjust. Assistance for Immigrants and Refugees, or AIR, A-I-R, is in this month's KPR Community Spotlight. KPR's Jay Schaefer spoke with AIR's president, Chuck Olchesi, to find out how his organization is helping new arrivals.
We start from picking them up at the airport.
Translators and others who
yes.
were helpful to the U.S. military.
Right. So we did get a new family in May.
So your organization has helped people from Afghanistan.
Mm-hmm.
Are there other...
Venezuela. We have two families from Afghanistan and one from Venezuela that we're working with now.
What is the biggest thing you would like people to know about assistance for immigrants and refugees?
We're a group of people that are just really passionate about serving refugees, people who have gone through a significant trauma and cannot return to their homes.
That's Chuck Olchesi, the president of AIR, Assistance for Immigrants and Refugees in Lawrence. He spoke with KPR's Jay Schaefer. Learn more about AIR on the KPR website. Just look for the KPR Community Spotlight at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from KJHK and their 50th birthday showcase in the Kansas Union Gallery in the Kansas Memorial Union, October 5th through 18th, with a reception October 16th, 4 to 6 p.m., open to the public. Details at kjhk.org.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence. Hello. 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 99.5 FM in Manhattan, always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
72% of NPR listeners value public radio as an important community service. Support your community and promote your business by sponsoring KPR. Learn more at sponsorship.kansaspublicradio.org.
Stick around. Coming up in our next half hour, the latest on the president's campaign against Venezuelan cartels. We will also remember the life and legacy of NPR founding mother, Susan Stamberg.
This is All Things Considered.
From the Lodestar Foundation, inspired by the principle that helping those in need is a path to a happier, healthier, and more meaningful life. Learn more at lodestarfoundation.org. And from the John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation at macfound.org.
What happens if the United States sends Ukraine long-range missiles that can fire far into Russia? On the next morning edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning, 5 to 9 a.m. You will hear Morning Edition. Your local host will be Jay Schaefer. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1, Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1, Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg Junction City, 91.3. KANQ Chanute, 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. It's 84 degrees in Lawrence, 83 in Topeka. The time is 5 o'clock.
Lemelson.org. This is NPR.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
This month's KPR Community Spotlights on Assistance for Immigrants and Refugees, or AIR, a volunteer group sponsoring refugee resettlement in Lawrence and assisting with housing, jobs, social services, and education. Information at AIRefugeesLawrence.org.
It's 84 degrees in Lawrence, 80 in Abilene. It is 82 in Atchison. It is 5:06.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
This is your place for NPR News from the University of Kansas, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 89.9 FM in Atchison, always online streaming at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Kansas Tree Care, local arborists who provide professional tree care in the greater Lawrence area and who can be reached at kansastreecare.com or at 785-843-TREE.
Stay tuned. Coming up next, remembering Susan Stamberg, who has died at the age of 87. Get you an update of news headlines. Then we will talk about the bus issue in New York City. Very big topic in the New York City mayoral race. We'll find out why. All coming up here on KPR. Plus, Zane Irwin on the network talking about situation with Kansas Young Republicans. It's all coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from 715 Restaurant in downtown Lawrence, offering an event space located at 725 Massachusetts for private parties. More at 715mass.com.
Tonight, it is Tango Thursday on KPR's Evening Classical program with Destiny. That's at 8 o'clock tonight following Classics Live. Of course, that's coming your way on KPR 1 stations. If KPR 2 is more your thing, stick around at 7 o'clock for KPR Presents, followed by The Middle with Jeremy Hobson. Partly cloudy skies in the forecast tonight with a low in the lower 60s. There is a 40% chance of rain tomorrow, highs in the mid-80s. A 70% chance of rain tomorrow night with lows in the upper 50s. Highs hovering right around 80 on Saturday with a 30% chance of rain. Cooling off quite a bit for Sunday with a high only reaching the mid-60s. It's 5:20.
Support for...
Join us tomorrow morning, 5 to 9, on your KPR stations, both KPR 1 and KPR 2. Get caught up on the very latest national, international, and regional news. Jay Schaefer will be your local host.
If you've got an old car, truck, or motorcycle that's sitting around gathering cobwebs, donate it to KPR. A tow truck will come and pick up the vehicle, and you'll be eligible for a tax deduction. Learn more at kansaspublicradio.org.
News headlines are coming up next. It's 84 degrees in Lawrence, 82 in Chanute, 80 in Emporia. It's 5:30.
Chicago area to wear body cameras. This after reports showing they used tear gas against peaceful protesters and journalists. You're listening to NPR News.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. The Chief Justice of the Kansas Supreme Court is recovering from a stroke. In a news release issued by the court last night, Marla Lukert said she was on her way home from work last week when she had a minor car accident. No one was injured and no other vehicles were involved, but Lukert says doctors believe she had a stroke, which caused the accident. She was hospitalized, but Lukert says it does not appear that she will need speech or physical therapy. The state's highest court is set to convene later this month. While Lukert is recovering, Justice Eric Rosen will take over the duties of the Chief Justice. Democratic Kansas Governor Laura Kelly has responded after Politico exposed racist chat messages from leaders of the state Young Republicans group. Zane Irwin has the details.
Kelly says she appreciates the party's condemnation of the Kansas Young Republicans organization, but she volleyed fresh criticism at posts the state Republican Party made on Facebook earlier this month. One post shows an edited photo of Kelly with a sombrero and mustache. The caption accuses Kelly of giving federal food assistance to immigrants who lack full legal status in the U.S. A spokesperson for the Kansas GOP responded by pointing to offensive comments that a Democratic candidate made in another state in 2022. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Zane Irwin.
Another Kansas Democratic candidate is challenging Republican U.S. Senator Roger Marshall. Sandy Spidell Newman of Johnson County joins three other Democratic candidates in the race. Her background is in business and economics. She spent decades as a financial services executive. Spidell Newman says in a campaign announcement, Marshall's support for tariffs and health care cuts are hurting Kansans.
Meanwhile, families choose between gas and groceries. Hospitals disappear. Farmers struggle to survive.
The other Democratic candidates are Christy Davis, a former official in the U.S. Department of Agriculture, Ann Perelker, and Michael Sutert, who also ran in 2022. Partly cloudy skies tonight, a low in the lower 60s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a 40% chance of showers and storms and a high in the mid-80s. A 70% chance of showers and storms tomorrow night with a low in the upper 50s. It's 5:35.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
This week on Live at Green Lady Lounge, we'll be hearing from the Brian Baggett Trio. I'm Darryl Brogdon. Join us for an hour of Kansas City Jazz with the Brian Baggett Trio, live at Green Lady Lounge, Saturday at 6 p.m. on KPR.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, also at 90.3 FM in Chanute, always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from LMH Health's new cancer center, offering cancer clinical trials and comprehensive treatment options, all under one roof. More information is available at lmh.org/cancercare.
Stay tuned. A whole nother hour and 11 minutes of All Things Considered yet to come. We'll have news headlines at 6:01. Then many American farmers are losing money on every bushel they produce, even as grain elevators overflow with freshly picked corn and soybeans. And that has pushed some of them to consider getting out of the business.
It's looking like the entire next 12 months, there's not going to be a whole lot of good news.
A bitter harvest season for some farmers. We will also meet Allison Janney and Carrie Russell talking about their roles on a show called The Diplomat, which is returning for season 3. It's all coming up on KPR.
KPR listeners are engaged in their communities and they frequent businesses that support public radio. Become a KPR sponsor and reach those most likely to take action at sponsorship.kansaspublicradio.org.
Lows in the lower 60s tonight, 40% chance of rain tomorrow during the day, highs in the mid-80s. It's 10 minutes before 6.
From NPR News, this is...
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock. From 5 to 9, you will hear Morning Edition, the latest national, international, and regional news. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, K210CR Atchison 89.9, K258BT Manhattan 99.5, and at kansaspublicradio.org. It's 6 o'clock.